It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Craig Thornber, who plays the Professor in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, coming to the Milton Keynes Theatre in July. Craig, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. Very excited to talk to you about this show, which I'm sure is a family favourite. Tell us all about it.
Well, like most people, I would guess, in this country, old and young, the book of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe is sort of in all of our lives somewhere, you know, yeah. No matter how old you are. Obviously, the book is now, this is its 75th anniversary
Wow. This
year. Yeah, it's a massive family favourite, a favourite of mine when I was a child. And then to sort of do it was obviously a great privilege, but also a great surprise, because when I initially got this job, I thought, oh, I'm going to be in a children's show.
Sure.
You know, because it's a children's book. However, it is a show that children love and adore, but it's also a very, very grown-up version of this story.
Interesting.
So my adult friends who have come and seen this show have been equally surprised and equally enjoyed it as much as young people. So it's quite dark. You know, our version is quite, as people say, it's very common. You hear people go, oh, it's a very dark story. But, you know, it is. It's, you know, because it deals with, a story which deals with the loss of innocence. It can be very emotional. It's been a very emotional show for me to do. It's a show that contains all of the elements of all the theatrical elements that I really, really enjoy in theatre. And I can honestly say that in my 40 years of performing, it's possibly the best thing I've ever been in.
Wow. Okay.
Because I've been in lots of great shows,
yeah,
really great shows over my career. But this somehow has all these elements. For instance, it has puppetry, amazing puppetry. Aslan the lion appears, and he's operated by three puppeteers. Huge, he's this
wow,
giant puppet. Then we have flying, you know, the witch, you know, flying up into the air. The girls are flying. We have the phoenix, which flies over the stage. There's amazing stage fighting. So some really exciting stage fights once the animals are battling the white witch and her army of animals. And then there is wonderful choreography. There are some extraordinary magic illusions where things on stage just vanish, disappear, reappear. Such clever use of lighting.
So as well as being an incredible story, beautiful staging and artistic creativity in this show as well.
And music too. The music, it's not strictly a musical. There are songs in it. It's more a play with some songs. The songs, all original songs and original music that's been written, are played live on stage by the actors. So we have musicians, actors who are also musicians, who, as they're walking around the stage, are playing violins, cellos, percussion. Me being one of them, I play percussion in the show. And so that is another fabulous element that brings this show to life. So yeah, it's got all these incredible elements. Very exciting show. And it's probably one of the few shows I've been in where I would say it is beautiful. I have often said shows are great or they're fun or whatever, but this show is beautiful.
Beautiful to look at and absorb.
Yeah, and very, very spectacular as well. So,
we've
got a lot to look forward to.
You mentioned the age of the book, of course, the 75th anniversary this year. So this is a story that, like you say, everyone will be familiar with. Grandparents will have read it when they were growing up. Parents will have read it. Now they're reading it to their kids, that kind of thing. Is this something that you get, like, three generations of a family coming to see together?
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, we've had children, not that it's maybe for very small children, although we've had children, babes in arms coming in.
Really?
Although
I
do feel sometimes that's a little bit weird to bring a baby to a theatre, because obviously sometimes they do cry and that can be very distracting for the rest of the audience. But yeah, I mean, kids from sort of 4 or 5 upwards are come as well, but I think it can be a bit scary. The show can be, you know, for some, but I've had a little 4-year-old boy come up to me after the show saying how much he loved it. So You know, it, I suppose you have to judge it for your own children, how scared or not you think they might be. But yeah, we've had kids from 4 and obviously any age, right up to the oldest person you can imagine.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's wonderful. I mean, we have all, I know, I'm sure you and anyone else who read this book have, as a child, tried to get into a wardrobe and see if they can get out the other side. Because that's what everybody wants to do, I think.
There's been so many versions and so many adaptations and so many films and all that sort of thing of this story. Let's talk a little bit about this version in particular. And your character in particular, you play a number of characters, but primarily you're the professor. So tell us a little bit about your role.
So Professor, his full name, Professor Diggory Kirk. And he is, he is the man in whose house the wardrobe is. And he, unbeknownst to the audience, this is a bit of a spoiler alert, but I it's not really because the books are so famous.
Yeah.
In one of the other Chronicles of Narnia, you know, there are 7 books. I think it's 7, is that right? Yeah, 7 books. In one of the other books, which is called The Magician's Nephew, that's a prequel to this story. So it happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was a small boy, he went to Narnia himself. As a small boy, and in fact, he was in Narnia when it was created. So he was there when Aslan breathed life into the country of Narnia. And also by accident, he took the White Witch there. He didn't mean to, but she sort of was holding on to his coat as he arrived, and she arrived in the land of Narnia. And then, as we know, created this 100 years of winter, which is where we find ourselves when we start this story of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So I have been responsible as a little boy for first of all seeing Narnia, then messing it up, and then I've spent my entire life trying to work out how I can put things right. But when we know that Narnia you can only really go to as children.
Yes.
I think in the books, in some of the later books, the older children, Susan and Peter, end up not being able to go back because, you know, they've lost their innocence.
Yeah.
They've grown up and therefore they haven't got that magic in them anymore. And that's something that we deal with in this story. I mean, it's been very moving for me as an older man now, looking back at my life as we do. And, you know, to have to say lines like, well, we were all children once, Susan.
The first
time I had to say that line, I think I had tears in my eyes as I was delivering it. It's very emotional.
Yeah.
But yeah, the professor has been spending his whole life, trying to research and find out how he can get back to Narnia or try and undo the wrongs that he's done to Narnia. So that's that character. Very complex. And a lot going on for him.
Sounds like a fun character to play as well.
It is. It's a great character to play. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
It sounds like an absolutely brilliant show. So it's coming here to Milton Keynes for a week run from the 22nd of July. Craig, what would you say to anyone who's thinking of getting a ticket for this?
Well, definitely. I mean, as I always say this to everyone, of course I want people to come and see it, but I have never before told all my friends and all my family, please, if you come and see one show that I'm in, please come and see this one. Because I honestly think it's the best thing I've been in 40 years.
Amazing.
And I've been in a lot of shows.
What did your family think of it?
When my niece and my sister-in-law came, they because I really had to badger them because they were going, oh, it's just expensive and all that. And I said, please come. And when they came, they went, oh, my God, thank God we came. If we'd have missed this, we'd have been so upset. A friend just came. We're in Inverness at the moment. And a friend I haven't seen for 30 years turned up and saw the show and said exactly the same thing. She went, I would have been so upset if I'd have missed this. Because it's a really, really special and exciting show to see. So I promise people that come, you will love it and you will get your money's worth. I promise you.
It's a classic. It's here in Milton Keynes next month. Do not miss it. The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe here in Milton Keynes. And Craig plays the professor. Craig, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much
Likewise.
For your time. We'll see you in Milton Keynes in a couple of weeks' time.
See you in a couple of weeks. Yes. Take care. Bye now, Michael.